Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Columbia Group podcast, the first in a series. My name is Sean Maloney. I'm CEO of Elaborate Communications, and we're delighted to speak today with Claudia Paskiewicz, who's Group Director of Sustainability, Diversity and Inclusion within the Columbia Group. And diversity in shipping, both ashore and at sea, is a very, very important aspect. But just to sort of set the scene, Claudia, you know, what are the historical factors and also the sort of modern day challenges that have contributed maybe to a lack of diversity in the maritime industry? What are we dealing with at the moment?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Sean, for having me here. Thanks a lot. That's very, very nice, because it's good to talk about this topic. Yeah, historical factors. Indeed, in the past, seafaring was characterized by physically hard work, a job that was usually too hard for women. And we also have to look at the understanding of diversity at that time. I think it wasn't simply there. In my opinion, there was a typical male image and a typical female image. There was usually no more diversity in people's mind. And the image of the typical seafarer was male, strong, rough. And from now then today, the work of seafarers has changed, but society's views of seafarer has obviously not. Seafaring is still seen as a man's job, a man defined with attributes as strong and rough. So I feel we need a social approach here. We need to start early in children's education. We must not define typical male or female professions. We need to show the children that diversity is more than welcome. We must emphasize that everyone is just right the way they are. And very, very important, everything is possible for everyone and can be achieved by everyone. So that must be the credo we give our children. So basically also to engage more women to shipping.
But when you talk about that social approach, I mean, you know, I mean, we hear stories about, you know, the efforts to break the glass ceiling, and, you know, we're missing out, Claudia, on 50% of the workforce, you know, who are highly talented. But on this social element, is it a tough job? And what sort of weapons and tools do you have at your disposal to sort of make that work?
We all have to think about it and really have a look and be very clear and open about it and say, okay, what are we teaching our children? What are there any, you know, just stereotypes we are teaching them? Look at the colors you give to the children. Look at what you, or for example, if you go for search engines in a computer and you're looking for certain professions, you obviously get always the same stereotypes. I think this really needs to be changed, that we really have to rethink about everything we do.
A major part of your work within Columbia is recruitment and retention and career development, and that's really important. So when you look at these sort of traditional biases and discrimination, how has it affected the sort of advancement? And is it something that is now changing, would you say? And I'm looking really with a nod to Columbia, because I know you treat it very, very seriously as a group, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a lot of things we are actually doing. But when you say about systemic biases, when we look at the shipping industry per se, there's a lot of diversity, actually, because it's an international business. We have so many different nationalities. Also, there's a wide range of profession. And it's very important that we should make sure that we utilize this potential. So when you mention recruitment, and recruiter, I mean, unconscious biases of a recruiter may, of course, influence the process that might lead to a favoring of individuals from certain racial backgrounds, unintentionally, of course. Also, if a position in a company has always been filled by a person with certain characteristics, a certain idea of what the successor will look like can become ingrained in the mind, and you will be looking for that person. And this is limiting the pool of candidates, which is actually a big disadvantage. And I feel ideally you should treat every recruitment process like a blank sheet of paper. Of course, you have to fill it with the requirements of the position that the position needs. But what I'm saying is be open to any candidate who brings those requirements with them. And you've also asked about the retention and the advancements. So what is required? Of course, an inclusive culture in the company. Everyone needs to feel accepted, irrespective of their racial background, gender, age, sexual orientation, social background, just to mention a few of the diversity dimensions. Everyone needs to be able to identify with the company's values. And if this is not the case, people feel alone, isolated, it is, of course, more likely that they will leave the company. And what you have to make sure that there are support networks, trainings, mentorship programs, giving help to navigate challenges and also to help with the professional development. Lack of support and help can lead to frustration. And again, consequently, it is more likely that employees leave the companies. And also, what is important, role models and diversity in management positions. So there's really a lot to consider, I have to say.
Listening to you speak, Claudia, it's clear that embracing diversity is essential at the Columbia Group.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something I really love at Columbia because it's a very, very important topic for us and we're doing a lot. And we also show that diversity is a core value for us, one of our 7 core values. And this clearly shows the importance for us that we say, okay, we definitely have to emphasize it, that everybody right away sees diversity is so important for us. And we're doing a lot of things. Of course, you cannot do it alone. Every colleague has to be part of it, has to be do their best to give their ideas and so on and so on. And we of course, talked to people. We did a survey. We listened to them and said, okay, what actually is required? What do you need? And there was a lot for a diversity and inclusion training program, which we actually did. That was very good. We did it together with One Care Solution, One Learn Global, very good training available on our learning platform, available for every colleague. That's so great. And there was also the quest for mentorship programs. And here we were also very, very, very successful program implemented, our female cadetship mentorship program. And it's so nice. Our female cadets are assigned a female mentor for the duration of the entire cadetship program who provide them with support throughout. And our mentors are, of course, also trained and supported by professional psychologists of One Care Solutions, of mental health support solutions. And I'm an active mentor of this wonderful program. And I can see that not only the cadets are learning and developing, but also we as mentors. So It's a win-win situation, let's say, and that's great to see. And we at Columbia, we have a clear goal. We want to increase the number of female seafarers, and this program will definitely help us. That's really great.
Now, the mentorship program, how long does that last for? What is the duration of that, and what's the sort of structure of it?
Yeah, the mentorship program is actually for every female cadet, and it's for their cadetship, for the whole time of their cadetship, which is 12 months at sea. And so we have very experienced female colleagues in the office who are prepared voluntarily or who are working voluntarily as a mentor. And so we have, what does it look like? I, with my mentee, for example, I have regular calls. We talk about the situation on board. We talk about the feelings and if there are any issues. And I can clearly see it's good for them to actually have a female on the other side to talk about things when they are normally alone as a female on board. So that's really great to see.
And what initiatives is Columbia implementing to really encourage more women to come into shipping? What are the sort of initiatives that you're doing? Is it changing, would you say? I mean, shipping has been very successful in employing multitude of cultures and races and what have you, and thank goodness, you know, for the seafarers who help to transport 90% of everything we consume. And we saw that with tremendous gratitude during the COVID situation, where they just put their job first and carried on to ensure that everybody else had what they needed. But is it Are things changing, would you say, I mean, within the industry to open it up? And what initiatives can maybe happen and take place?
Yeah, definitely it's changing. I mean, I can talk from my own experience. I started in shipping in 1989, and since then I've seen a lot of developments, especially when it comes to women in leadership position. Because when I started, basically I couldn't see any women in leadership position, and I think I have said this already a few times. What is the worst thing about it is that I didn't even wonder during that time, because it was simply normal that there was no woman leadership position. And this has definitely changed. We are still not there where we should be, basically, but we have done a lot of improvement, and that's good. And the awareness is there. That's very important. We are talking about it. The awareness is there. And we should also open up to other. It's not only about male or female. Diversity is much more, and we touch about more, much more topics, of course.
It's not just gender or the normal the way that we see diversity. It is inclusion, and it's, you know, whether sexual orientations or whatever. And I think shipping has an opportunity to really, you know, attract the right people into the industry, as long as it can start to move down that road as well. What were your thoughts on that?
You mentioned it before. We cannot leave out all these potential candidates, this talent pool. If we are not inclusive enough, I mean, now look at the young generation. They really have a look at our industry and say, okay, is it the industry I would like to work in? What is important for them today? They want to, sustainability is very important, and diversity and inclusion, which is a big part of it, is also very, very important to them. And we should be open to that. We should show that we are doing all our best to be inclusive, and to have all the diversity, and in order to attract this young talents, definitely, yes.
No, that's brilliant. And Claudia, I mean, it's great to hear your comments, and certainly with as far as the activities that Columbia is doing to really strengthen its strategies on diversity and inclusion.
We are promoting that also, and show everyone that females have the same chances in our company as everyone. And I would like to quote here, we have our code of conduct. Our code of conduct sets out what behavior we expect from each colleague, from every member of our Columbia family. And here I would like to quote maybe one sentence, which I feel is very important, and it says, the company is committed to providing equal opportunities to everyone, regardless of any difference. So this clearly shows that we are absolutely committed for giving chances to everyone, irrespective of female or male or whatever it takes, whatever it yeah. is there.
Now, as I talked about innovation there, Claudia, I mean, you know, it is important to be able to tap into that talent, isn't it? That talent pool of young people who are... who wanted to come into an industry like shipping, but don't necessarily know what the opportunities are.
I mean, what do the young people know about shipping? What we do a lot, we go into schools and try to attract the young students for the shipping industry. And sometimes they aren't really aware how much products are carried by vessels to the destination. And it's not about only vessels. There's also, you know, modern digital things, that we have to be attractive. We have to show them that they have, you know, that's a modern, new developing industry. And this is what we have to show them, because we have to attract their interest.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Claudia, thank you very, very much indeed for your time today. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And we look forward to the next episode of the Columbia Group podcast. But thank you very much, Claudia.
Thank you, Sean.